That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Away from Tigerland, it's a grand old fang, it's a hi-fi fang, it's the emblem for me and for you.
Let's go!
G'day community, it's Jock Reynolds here. What a bloody fantastic weekend it's been, eh? G'day, Higo and Crouching, how are you boys?
Well, Jock.
Welcome, Mr. Jock.
Now, it's been the weekend of the dead set underdog, fellas, and I'm bloody cock-a-hoop fat income. It's been fantastic, you know? Seeing a struggler come up off the turf, he's been whacked with a right cross, he's on the bloody canvas and he gets up and says, hey, come on, I'm back. Isn't it bloody fantastic?
Melbourne Football Club. They're not the most skillful team.
No.
But like you say, Jock.
Yeah.
They keep throw their body at ball.
Head over it.
Or like they pluck chicken in kitchen, just floor everywhere.
Bloody oath.
They win. Mark Neil, congratulations.
Yeah, good on you, Neilby. You know, been getting waxed, but you've just stood up and said, here I am. Take us how we are. We're in here for the long haul. Brisbane Football Club, congratulations. Great win. And our old mate, Matty Primus. What a fantastic win from Matty.
Agreed. Again, Polkinghorne's barrel.
Oh.
That is classic never say die attitude.
Well, the never say die attitude is something that we hold dear here at the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football community. Look, we've copped our bloody wax on the way, haven't we, boys?
Agreed.
They've written us off from the beginning saying, now you're... What would an old bastard, a maths bloody nerd, and a... No offence, Hugo, I love you, son.
I am quite cool for a maths nerd.
You are, mate, you are. And Crouching Tiger, a man of your background, you know, what would we have to offer the community? And yet we've come up off the deck, and here we are for another bloody week, and it's bloody fantastic, folks.
Yeah, sometime men say my slipper stink.
Yeah.
I not throw slipper in bin.
Oh, hell no.
I wash slipper, I work through... Trouble time.
Yeah, of course you do, mate.
Welcome.
Right, something's driving me to drink, boys.
You're driving a man to flame and drink.
Yes, even your old mate Jock Reynolds has a bad weekend of Supercoach. Scotty Pendlebury, off at half-time, only got 80-odd. Scotty Thompson, 58. Cruiser out with a hamstring. Kyle the Horse Horsley with a 38. I've had a bloody shocker, you know?
Oh, Jock, you get... up off canvas.
Oh, I bloody
again,
did.
Yep. You're the underdog.
Well, earlier I wasn't looking too bloody flash, I can tell you. Sprinted out to the backyard, stripped off me strides. Stood there in the middle of the backyard in the pouring rain with rain dropping down me cheeks off me muzzer, and I looked to the heavens, my hands pointing up, and I said, what do you want with me, Supercoach gods? What do you want with me? You know?
Oh, this is good, Jock.
And it's then that I saw the vision.
What you see, Jock? What you see?
It's a vision of Jock Reynolds. Oh. Splayed out on the side in a pig pen. I've got teats all over the shop and there's small piglets suckling from my milk. And you know, it's at that moment that I was reminded I've got too much responsibility to get down and out. And that's the message.
Agreed, Jock.
My piglets, you know, members of my community, there's no time to get down and out. Look at Melbourne. Look at Port Adelaide, look at Brisbane. You've got to get off the canvas. If you've had a crap round, what we're all about is getting bloody on with it, boys.
Agree, Jock. Yeah. Might I point towards Buddy Franklin's output?
What a magnificent...
236, when all he got, in fact, 13 goals too.
Yeah.
Bucked the trend of the previous media feeding frenzy.
Absolutely.
Mark Neild.
Yeah.
Again. Matthew Primus. Again. Much like you, Jock.
Yeah.
These players, these gladiators of our great game.
Yeah.
Have a responsibility.
Absolutely. And I don't know about you fellas, but I take this responsibility of leading our fledgling community to Supercoach glory very bloody seriously. You know, we got our right wax at the beginning, didn't we, at the start of the year?
Yeah, some people say my slipper stink.
Yeah, some people said I'm an old fool. Ah. Here you go, you know.
Some people called me an irrelevant nerd.
Now, you're bloody reveling, mate. Don't you get it. But I suppose the message I want to get out there is if you're a bit down and out, if you're not having a good year, just get off the canvas, get up and keep going, because, you know, you'll get there. You'll bloody get there.
We're three bloody losers who have outlet now. Yes.
Yeah.
Before we have this direction.
Yeah.
We're three bloody losers.
Oh, come on. Crouching face, sack of the slips.
No. This compliment, Jock.
The champion of the trousers.
What I say you...
Played 925 games for the Kringle Football Club.
What I say you is, you must commit to this. You have very good talent for Super Coach. You bloody tell people to get on Reshaw. Bloody tell people to get on Reshaw.
Yes, Reshaw came out with 142 on the weekend. Look, we did recommend in the, you know, on the site in last week that you have a look at Reshaw, you know.
Jock, you also told people to get on Travis Cloak, I believe.
Well, look, amongst other things, yes. And those two do represent bloody good value. Now, Reece Shaw, he's got his buy in round 12, and the buys we do have to start thinking about. But his break even will be -15, and you'll pick him up for 305,000. So, boys, Crouching, I want to ask you directly, mate. Yes. Reece Shaw, I know you've been a fan in the past. He's a Sydney player, defender. Would you think about picking Reece Shaw up? It's a bloody strange climatology at the moment with the boys. How do you deal with it? Where do you plug this in?
Absolutely, Jock. You say me, Reece Shaw.
Yeah.
I listen. He still have break even -15.
Yeah.
He 305. He sound like very cheap upgrade. He get his mojo back.
He does.
He now have confidence.
Yeah.
Like Higo. You know, he have bad week. Higo, you have bloody good week again.
Now it's time for us just to give Peter Higginbotham a big pump up. Now, Higo, you're a humble man, but I just want you to take this, okay? Because what I'm about to tell you, I'm sure that there's thousands in the community that want to say just the same. Now, your Supercoach punting machine in the last 2 weeks has wielded 11 straight correct betting advice pieces. Many people have got their car registration sorted. Bloody Merv over the back fence jumped over and tried to dry hump me leg. He was so bloody happy. You've done bloody magnificent, mate.
Jock, let's keep a lid on it.
Heck.
No. A few good weeks does not make for conclusive evidence. And I feel myself breaking out in hives as we speak. I do not handle compliments well.
Well, yeah. Okay, you're a humble man.
And I am almost angry at those many punters using my tips for their multis.
Oh, well, you're angry, mate. I thought you'd love just dissipating your knowledge, mate.
No, increasing risk with multis, yes.
Yeah.
Increased reward, but highly likely that next week it will not pay off. Mm. And I feel people will look at the site and feel... I will jump on this train, and they will be disappointed. When it comes to money, serious, logical decisions must be made.
Absolutely. Look, people look to us as father figures, Rodney. Let's make no bones about it. We've got a big responsibility, but the message I'm hearing from you is punting's a mug's game, folks.
Agreed.
Higo's had a sensational run. He is a genius, we all know that, but
agreed.
Please don't go and put your bloody pay packet on it. Higo might be coming out with the greatest thing since bloody sliced bread, but let's just do that.
On a more logical sense, Jock, I feel it's time for my segment.
Higo's Quantum Team Mechanics.
Welcome again to Quantum Team Mechanics. Now, forget the buys, forget all other ebbs and flows. Very important now to be thinking of the last four rounds.
Yeah, bloody oath. What is it about the last four rounds, Hick?
Yes, these last four rounds are when we play our league finals, and I have analysed team draws over these four rounds.
Bloody brilliant.
And three teams come on top of my easy game index.
Absolutely. So there's three teams that have an easy run when we're all playing off in the Supercoach and Dream Team finals.
Precisely.
Bloody critical.
Three teams that represent logical trade-ins for finals are Adelaide with Fremantle, Brisbane, Melbourne and Gold Coast at their last four rounds.
Yeah.
So Adelaide will be playing Gold Coast in the grand final for you.
Yeah.
Richmond, who have the Dogs, Fremantle, Essendon and Port.
Good run.
They will be playing Port in their grand final.
And the other thing is the Tigers, where they are on the ladder, you know, might not have the... They might be pushing for top four, so there'll be no resting. I doubt they'll be resting
players. Agreed. And St Kilda with Melbourne, Geelong, GWS and Carlton.
And likewise, on that same point, GWS might represent a resting risk, but I'm thinking St Kilda will be striving for a spot on the top eight position, so I doubt they'll be resting happening.
Agreed. Now going a little deeper, players from these teams that I feel represent excellent finals point scoring capabilities are Thompson.
Yeah, Scotty Thompson, he only came up with a 53 on the weekend. His price has dropped a bit down to 593k. Now, he's got the buy this weekend, folks. So, for Christ's sake, don't go and grab Scotty Thompson.
Sloan, Jock. I wanted to mention Sloan because I feel he has arrived.
Absolutely.
He had a 74-point final quarter.
Fair dinkum.
Five clearances in the one quarter. He has arrived. An outstanding 178.
And he's actually averaged 122 since round four. He's got a break even of 86, 556k. I think the Sloan dog has arrived. Here go again. This is bloody beautiful. Agreed. Keep going, Shad. You're on fire. Hey.
Now, for the Tigers, incidentally, the Tigers have six players averaging over 100. Now, this is significant.
Yes.
And they have a few players very close. For the Tigers, Dustin Martin represents an excellent trade-in.
Well, he came out with a 91 on the weekend, but more to the point, he's starting to look damaging. He's been played up forward a bit. I think he'll work his fitness up and he will reach his peak.
A very hard to find locks in defence, but Newman for Richmond offers good value.
Bloody beautiful.
And let's not forget Jack.
Oh, Jackie Rewald, fantastic output of 187 on the weekend. Had to come against the Saints. Now, I've got to say, I was bloody shattered that the Saints went down, but I've got to say, heads up to you, Richmond Football Club. You look magnificent, and if I was to go down to a mob, it'd be you on Friday, because you played good bloody football.
Okay, Jock.
Bloody did. Don't care, I've said it.
Oh, what a game. I watch every Richmond game with my family.
Yeah.
I have so flag wave arm, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I watch Jack very careful every week. Last week, he blacked out. Why? He played different. He stopped worry about defender. He stopped this man on touched body. He actually worry about the football. He got passion back.
You don't think it's got to do with the Tim Tams and foot rubs at all, creating?
I think so, Chuck.
Yeah.
I think so.
His feet look very bloody nimble.
He start to worry about get the bloody ball.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you, Crouching.
Welcome.
Finally, St Kilda, I would suggest not too late to think about Nick Del Santo.
Now, well, he cranked out an 83 on the weekend. Still think he looks fantastic. His bye is coming in round 13. A lot of quality fantasy footballers do have a bye, and many people are thinking about doing the old tank. So loading up on round 13 super coaches. Yes. Peter's just pointing to me. The Tigers and Saints are those two teams who have the good last four finals run, so I mean that's really adding validity, you know. It's adding validity to that point as we speak.
Validity, Jock. Also, to round it off, I would think Nick Del Santo with a break even of 98, you'd get him for 507. Gold Coast next week.
Yeah.
Now, he represents good value. I would suggest his price will begin to rocket.
Yeah.
And all I can say is, start thinking about your finals.
Well, Peter Higginbotham, it's a great honour as always to have you and your wisdom here. And I mean, many people, we're thinking about buys and it's all very short term, you know. If you only look at the forest, you can't see the trees, folks, you know. Now, the long term goal here is how your team's going to go into the finals. So, sure, manage the buys as best you can. Now, people are asking us.
You not manage buy. You forget the bloody buy.
Well, you can't completely forget the buys, you know.
Of course, you not bloody. You trade After buy, of course, you wait.
Yeah.
You wait. Clock, maybe you still wait for the clock. He break even low. But you trade him in this week, you cop big fat donut next
yeah,
week.
That's good point,
but
Crouchy.
I want to, how you say, contradict myself.
Keep it clean, Crouchy.
No. Silence.
Crouching one, go for slipper, mister.
Welcome. I sitting in lounge room, little bit down, look at my team problem. And my slipper say me, you go for drive now. Silence, I say. Why I go for drive? It cold, it late at night.
Been bloody cold, isn't it?
You go for drive now. Okay, I go for drive, you come with me. I get in my HQ Holden, Megabyte. I go for drive, and as I drive on the bridge, I stop car. Ship falling off bridge onto my car.
That was bloody tragic, wasn't it?
Oh, very sad.
Yeah.
But when this
never good to
happen,
see an animal in pain.
You see my HQ on the news.
Bloody beautiful car.
When this happened, my slipper wink at me. Oh, yeah, of course. The price of meat is falling. This say me, very good time to pick up the man.
Yes.
Forget the buy. Who cared the buy?
That's bloody genius.
You say me, slipper, must get Travis Clock.
Ugh, done it again.
Must get Reshaw. Must get Dusty Martin.
So super coach, girl.
Must get the Pav. Must get Boomer Harvey.
Bloody oath.
The price fall like the sheep.
Crouching Tiger, that's bloody marvellous.
Not me, bloody slipper.
Well, I just want to, he's bloody great. He's like an angel of the supercoach gods, you know?
Bloody slipper, smart.
Oh.
I think I put him in bloody for pampering.
Bloody oath. Well, let's have a look at these bargains, because there are some real old gold quality tried and true fantasy footballers. Let's have a talk about Paul the Chappie Chapman. Now, this is a tough one. It's one that's keeping me up at night, you know, Paul Chappie Chapman. 148 in the weekend. What you calling it, boys? How we looking with Chappie?
A round 12 bye, but as Crouching says, a break even of 62, value for money pick.
Bloody
if
coach.
You are in the position, and given his dual position,
forward and mid, yeah,
an opportune time to pick up the chapstick.
Bloody oath. Well, he's averaged 122 now since round 5. Now, the query that I still have going on the Chappie is, he's getting a bit long in the old tooth, like old Jock. Now, can Chappie keep this form up? I think he's got this sort of burst of high scoring in him, but has he just had it, you know? Is he going to peter off again, and have you got him at a high price?
Jock?
Yeah?
Think of the last 4 rounds. Think of your final squad selection.
Yeah.
Players, coaches should now be up around 18, 19 premiums.
Yeah.
Coaches must think long term and lock in their final sides.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, you mentioned Travis Clark creation. Let's have a look at that now. He'll be down at 385,000. That is rock bottom. And I think with 119 on the weekend, it's time to jump all over Trav after his buy, I'd suggest.
Yes. And of course, Reshaw. Still black even negative 15. But Mr. Jock.
Yeah, mate.
Heath Scotland.
Yeah.
He out for 3 or 4.
Bloody bad news.
Ooh, what should he have run 13 by? So let us say he come back maybe run 14, run 15.
Yeah.
What you do with his Scotland?
You wait and see, you know. You look at him towards the end of the season.
Is it too late to make the cash on Scotland? I see some very clever player.
Yeah.
I see some very clever player, new player. I see player like Tom Swift.
Yes, bloody.
Ooh.
Runs like the wind.
He move very swiftly. I see player like Josh Drummond.
He looked bloody great in that fantastic wind, didn't he?
Yes.
Bombing goals from outside 50. Fantastic.
Maybe not too late to make cash on Scotland. Maybe you'll swap Scotland for Reshaw and upgrade another position.
Okay.
Like Chappie or Travis Clark. That way, you not lose premium. Too late, go rookie.
Yeah.
You try now, you lock in.
You got to get yourself sorted for that end of year run, don't you?
You need safe trade for final. Well, I want safe. Six trade, last four run.
Yeah. Yeah, Heathy Scotland's gone down, which is bad news. What are some of those other backliners who are... Some of those real nuggets you want to lock in, get a good, firm, hard, rigid backline as you move into the finals.
Excellent, Jock. Greg Broughton continues to ton up.
Yeah.
Not the greatest game from Corey Enright, but I still think he represents outstanding value.
Yeah, I think his price has bought him out, the old Corey. He got pulled out at the last minute for a rest. Don't tell me he's injured. I think it's the old general soreness.
Oh,
but 467,000 for Corey Enright. Buy in round 12. I think that's a great... He'd be a great unit to bring in towards the end of the
job. My slipper just point at the suckling pig.
Yeah.
You have dream about Matt Suckling, maybe.
Oh, I bloody did, you
maybe
know.
The suckle pig mean Matt Suckling, good time to buy.
Well, what's his stats? Where are they? Here we go. Matty Suckling, what are we?
Crouching, he has a high break even.
132, eh?
Yes, and you'll get him for 407.
Okay.
Might be worth looking at after the round 13 bye.
There's another round 13 fella. Only the one ton in the last 6 weeks. But, I mean, that people look at that and say, oh, that's rubbish, leave him alone. But when a proven player's reached the heights before, he'll get back there, don't worry. And if he's at a bargain price, you bloody snap him up. Grant Birchall, Hawker, round 13 bye as well. Break-even of 108, with a reasonable run into the finals also. What are your thoughts about Grant Birchall, boys?
Solid option, Jock.
Yeah.
For those looking for a reasonable, cheap upgrade, 468,
yeah.
Expect his price to be slightly higher post-round 13 buy.
Yeah.
One that I really wanted to talk about, Jock, was Matt Prittis.
Oh, yes.
Back to some stunning form with 131.
Bloody shame he's got the bye this weekend, isn't it? I'd love to just snaffle him right here, right now.
Well, with a break-even of 36,
yeah.
I would suggest a post-bye lock.
I reckon this is one of the buys of the whole bloody season. Matthew Prittis.
Agreed.
131 he come out with. He looks bloody good too, you know.
Oh, yeah. He play outstanding quarter of football.
Yeah.
Almost single-handedly beat the Lion.
Yeah, bloody beautiful. Now, another one I'd like to just give the community a heads up about is Tommy Rockliffe, the Rock Lobster. Just the 89 on the weekend. Now, he's fallen out of form. He will return to form. He is a quality player. Does have the bye this weekend, but with that, he's got rather a large break-even, and he could be quite...
A huge break-even, yeah. Jock. I would be expecting 170-plus.
Yeah.
Has struggled in his last four or five games. Would suggest a nice point of difference down the road.
Could be a bloody bargain very soon.
Ah-da-da-da-da. What you think, some Melbourne boy? You see Blent Maloney...
Yeah.
371k. Yeah. Jack Trenkov, you get him for 333 with break even of 38.
Yeah, Crouching, some people might raise an eyebrow when you bring that point up, and that is a bloody brave thing that you've brought up, and I think it's very bloody relevant.
Yes.
Because what you want to do as a fantasy football coach is look at overall game trends. We've got the Melbourne Football Club, who have been playing well and truly beneath their best. Would that be fair to say, gentlemen?
Agreed.
Now, we've got them at that point. Bang! They've just turned the corner. Now, what we see as fantasy footballers is a whole bunch of players who are undervalued to buggery. Okay, what do I want to ask you, Higo, as a statistical genius, is Brent Maloney, quality player, just a midfielder, 371,000. He's a player that's averaged about 100 last year. Can you get him into your team with the view to have him as a premium lock going into your finals? Would you be happy with Maloney sitting there?
No, Jock.
Okay, yeah.
Strong reservations about having any Melbourne players. I think we have all seen enough to see a team on their game. Now, obviously, Essendon had a a down week, as I forecasted.
Yeah.
A team on their game will still destroy that team.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means their share of the 3,300 will be minimal.
Yeah, you tend to agree, mate.
I would suggest high risk for a possible low return.
Yeah, it's just hard. Look, you see a Maloney who now has dropped 155,000 in price. Now, I'm telling you here, you cannot lose by picking Brent Maloney. But the temptation is there to grab him, thinking, what a bargain, but you really want him in your team for the rest of the season. I think the message, boys, are we on the right page, is steer away from these bargains at this stage.
Considering finals again, not one you can rely on with their final four games.
Yeah. You know, I'm also thinking about Colin Sylvia, who's been the bane of my existence for quite some time, who come up with a 79 on the weekend. He's down to 335,000 in your forward line. He's a dual position forward / mid. Averaged up around 100, sort of 97 last year. He's dropped 160,000. If you get Colin at the turn of the tide, I mean, geez, it's a tough bloody call, isn't it? Because it's a ballsy bloody move you'd have to make.
Jock?
Yeah, mate.
What do you do with Bryce Gibbs?
This tough one.
Bryce, if you're out there listening, mate, I'm not going to pick you, I'm not going to select you in my Supercoach side, and I'm going to tell you why, community. Now, Bryce, there's nothing wrong with an outside player. You know, some of the greatest footballers of our time have been outside players. At some stage, mate, you just got to get their head down and get in there and get some hard ball, get some contested football, because if you did that, you'd become relevant for my team.
Agreed. Yeah. I have Bryce.
Just got to go in like a rhino, say, stuff it, I'm going to go in hard. You know?
I had Bryce. He remember me of Yangtze Smith. He man in my village Payanma. Every week, chicken truck roll into village. Every week, Yangtze Smith run behind chicken truck. Very fast, very fit, have skill.
He
keep up with chicken truck.
Yeah.
Every week, chicken truck stop. All village.
Was this your Steggles variety truck? You frozen?
No. Every week, everybody rush in to get fresh chicken.
Yeah.
Yangtze Smith, he not go in grab chicken. He wait until not as much crowd. Every bloody week, Yangtze not get chicken. Every bloody week, Yangtze come to my house want chicken dinner.
Oh, yeah.
For some time, I say, Okay, welcome. You have chicken, welcome. But there come a time where I say,
yeah,
go in, get your own bloody chicken.
Yes.
This remember me of Bryce Gibbs. Get your own bloody chicken, Bryce, or I cut you from my team like chicken neck.
Okay, crouching, yeah. That's a bloody beautiful story.
No, I like Mr. Gibb.
I love your anthologies, mate. They're great.
I like Mr. Gibb. He moves like gazelle.
He's a good young kid, too. I'm sure he'll get back into form. You know, if you do have a lot of faith in Bryce Gibbs, he could actually be a very good bargain in your midfield right now, you know? Should we talk about the Bubble Boys?
Okay, Jock. Look, only a few on the two games.
I think we've got a special one though, you know. One of these boys I'm very happy with.
Well, let us hear it, Jock.
Billy Elliott, forward line. Now, he just scored the 3 sub-affected first round, then cranked out 3 goals in a 99 this weekend. Big raps on Jamie Elliott. One of the better junior footballers getting around, and with 3 goals, sure to get a game. Look, his long-term job security is not fantastic. That's one thing we've got to ask. But I think there's something special about Jamie Elliott. You boys going to look at getting him in, you know?
Given my forward structure, looking to downgrade in the short term, for me, is a negative. And I have not seen enough of dancing Jamie to be convinced.
Okay, fair enough.
I really think Zorko is playing a beautiful role and gaining in confidence.
He's some sort of player, that kid, isn't he?
Not too late to have him as excellent bench cover. In fact, he played for me this week.
Yeah, I think if you had got him last week, I'd be happy to grab him. Is it a bit too late? I reckon you might have just missed him. I think he goes up to 240k odd, you know? Could be just a bit too expensive, but you're still looking at it.
What about the cash generation, Jock? Let's say you trade down Scotland to Zocco.
Yeah.
The extra cash make your premium upgrade to the Cloak of Invisibility.
Well, that's true. What about Marley Williams? He's in there as a midfielder. Just about, he'll play his third game if he doesn't get the arse this week from the Magpies outfit. Looks comfortable at the senior level, but his job security, just not sure it's there, boys.
Not sure. I did want to mention Alan Dydak, Jock.
Yeah.
Came out during the week with plans to retire in the quest to attend the World Cup in Brazil.
Look, went over to Alan's house during the week, knocked on the door, and took one look at him and said, Alan, what was it that I told you those years ago? You formulate, you create, you succeed, you generate.
Masturbate?
No. Come on, Cressing, there's no flog about this. And I looked him square in the eye and say, Alan, it's time to get back to your form. I think he might be achieving that form right now.
I feel it might be a sneaky ploy by Alan.
Okay.
To perhaps get his name out for a higher paid contract elsewhere.
Yeah, well, that's very, very, very controversial there, Peter Higginbotham. Fantastic stuff.
I wanted to say a hello to Daniel Menzel.
Oh, yeah.
All the best with your recovery, mate. Terrible, terrible incident down at Sleepy Hollow.
Absolutely.
A second knee. All the best.
Terrible to see a young fellow in distress. He must be in a world of pain. And, Peter, I want to echo that one, mate. If you're out there, Daniel. Look, mate, chin up. You'll be back. I'm sure you'll be back, mate. Feel free to come over to St Kilda Football Club any day, son. You know. Righto, we haven't done the old Wooska for a while, so let's really rifle through some of the other bits of news for the week.
I think it's in the Jock's Drawer, isn't it called, mate?
Yeah, you forgot, mate. Here's the Jock's Drawer.
Todd Goldstein, 127. Excellent.
Ivan Maric, 111. I love you, son.
Oh, Hamish Hartlett. You play bloody good football.
Jake King. Graham Richmond would be proud, mate. Kill or be killed.
Matty Pavlich, 93. Another one of those sheep falling off the truck. Meat going cheap.
Oh, Stevie J. My slipper like you. You go next level.
Jed Adcock, 137. Worth a thought down back.
Harley Bennell, I think you a fair dinkum footballer, mate.
Old James Gwilt with a 14. Look, chin up, mate. Just think of your Scottish heritage. Think of the family back home. You'll be back up there, mate. You could be a bloody bargain down the track, too.
The Brad Ebert. You continue to get a good score. Well done.
Chrissy Aaron, 42, first back from an injury. 323k, bargains ahoy on the horizon. Break even 130, stay off him for now.
Hoo-ha! Your seed is potent.
Yeah, congratulations, old son. Chrissy Judd, 79, really struggling without old Murphy.
Josh Drummond, you remember me, Blue Slade, cricketer, held together with sticky tape. But gee, you play good game. Welcome.
Shane Mumford, 36, first back from injury.
Lewis the Jet Jetter. Good work.
James Pops Kelly from the Geelong Football Club with 137. Very interesting prospect.
To the underdog. The underdog super coach. You keep chin up. You listen to Mr. Jock. He big, fat, ugly man. He still play well.
Yeah, we do love the underdog here at the Jock Women's Fantasy Football Community. It's a great honour to be here speaking with you, providing this internet-based website for you to read. We are having a great time, and we are taking this responsibility very seriously.
Speaking of underdogs, I don't want to go into it, but Kathy is keen, boys.
She's keen. Here you go, mate. You had a bit of trouser success or what? You know, how's it going?
Apparently she's been following my tips.
Fair dinkum. She made a bit of coin off it.
She asked to see your other tip.
You're already crouching. Come on, keep it PG, son. Righto, thanks for tuning in for another week. Boys, final week for the community. Going into buys, what's the deal? What's the bit of advice you can give for buys this week?
Forget the buy. Way too many problem. You think like he goes say finals.
Agreed, Jock. Remember our discussion around the tin on Friday night?
Yes, you talked to me about the furry bulls. There's too many furry bulls around, is it?
Variables, Jock.
Right.
Try not to trade too much around the buys.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening in. Look, it's a great help if you can jump onto iTunes, if you're one of those ones on the iTunes, and give us a bit of feedback there on iTunes. Thanks again. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. I am Jock Reynolds.
Welcome.